Hey, hello, it is Drew Adrey, and today we will talk about crafting your business plan or business strategy. So anytime we hear business plan, the name alone could scare us and make us feel like, oh my God, this is going to be very tedious and it's going to be a non-rewarding process. No, it will not. You might feel this way because you might not actually know where to start from. How do you start creating a business plan for a business that does not exist? Yes, but that's the whole essence, to plan out something that has not yet even taken course. Okay, look, take for example, you're going to have a birthday party, so you sure do write out the guest list, right? You plan out the music and of course you plan out the food, right? So the birthday party is yet to happen, but you plan. So why on earth should you not plan out your idea? In the case of a business, you might only have just the idea, you know, or like a destination card. You know, a destination card is more like what you envision to accomplish, like seeing yourself as the owner of a very successful restaurant. So your destination card is you in your white, sophisticated chef attire serving high-end customers. So the point here is that if you can't envision your destination card, you can strategize how to actually create that card. So with this approach, I suggest that you see the process of creating a business plan more like developing a strategic roadmap to that destination. You can begin to develop this kind of business strategy plan by visualizing and outlining specific business related information based on what you know already and what information you can gather from different sources. Actually, in my 6 Key Foundation Milestone program, I show you how to gather information that you need or require to compose your business plan or your business strategy document. So now, there are details that you should include. It's like the must include in your business plan. And that's what we're going to cover in this podcast today, but after this short break. I am so excited to let you know that you can now get free online coaching at joeadrey.com. Our Joe Adrey Lab is open, receiving African entrepreneurs. Well, if you've got ideas and you really need support, you need someone to help you develop that idea and take it to the next level, join the free online coaching program at joeadrey.com. I want to share the 10 must include in any business strategy document and business plan format. But before we dive into this, here is why you really need to have a business plan: to save yourself time, money, resources, and help you find partners who are ready to support you. So everyone needs a plan, be it that you decide to sell secondhand children toys or gold watches to, elite outlets. If you want to grow, you need to strategize and plan, period. Even if you decide to start a small roadside business, yes, you need a business plan or a business strategy outlined. You might not need that kind of 30-page business plan, well designed and formatted or typed in a computer. No. But you will need to develop a system to outline your planned or potential activities in a logical order. I have met too many young people who are extremely enthusiastic about a specific idea that they have and really want to start a business or a project, but they end up carrying that idea for weeks, months, years. Well, for example, me, when I had the idea to start, you know, the Joe Adrey Lab, I continually reminded myself, oh God, I have to do it, especially when I will get requests from people who want me to mentor or coach them. Then I will think, oh yes, it's time to start the lab. But somehow, weeks passed, months passed, and I did not start. I was stuck in my own normal routine, you know, those things that just take up your time because life happens, and you get stuck in the difficult, easy things and lose focus of your destination card. That was me. Not until I sat down, brought out an empty journal and began to pour out my ideas, you know, putting pen to paper, as they say, did I really find the momentum to start. So what does this tell you? You know, that a business plan can really be your own motivation. Because in a good business plan, you can actually go as far as creating action plans that will help you progress, because you have outlined the potential and logic steps to take in the future. So when you get lost, unmotivated, or overwhelmed about your destination card, about the big picture, simply go back, take a look at your action plan, you know, that you've integrated in your business plan, and you can get your mind back on track. So the point here is that too many young entrepreneurs hold themselves back because they are afraid to actually sit down, do the work, brainstorm, you know, afraid to face the reality that they are in right now, afraid that they might not be able to accomplish the idea that they have, you know, after maybe seeing that destination card where they want to be and then comparing it to where they are right now, afraid that, oh my God, how can I get there? Not knowing very often that the difference between where they are now and the destination card is just a few set of skills, a few set of actions, a few set of practices, a few sets of habits, you know. So the business plan will actually help you maintain a progressive step towards that destination that you want to get to. So the truth also is that many do not really know how to plan out their ideas. And I am here to tell you that you shouldn't be ashamed about it. You know, you shouldn't be ashamed, about it. Unfortunately, many school systems are not designed to make you, you know, break out of the norm, think critically and become independent. You know, they are actually designed to make you be like follow, you know, at the, you know, best case scenario, you land yourself a white collar job, you know. So it might be very hard to do the process, to go through the critical thinking, to go through logical thinking, to go through breaking down bigger goals to actions, breaking those actions to practices, breaking those practices to habits, breaking those habits to steps. You know, it might be really difficult. So do not feel ashamed. So if you feel the need that you can't do this alone, you've got two options here. You could go and look into your own social network, get a friend that will sit with you and, you know, you do this together. Or you join our free coaching platform online where we can actually assist you to create your business plan. So now we're going to have a short break, and when we come back, we're going to go into the structure and I'm going to tell you the 10 must include in your business plan. I am so excited to let you know that you can now get free online coaching at joadre.com. Our Joadre Lab is open, receiving African entrepreneurs. Well, if you've got ideas and you really need support, you need someone to help you develop that idea and take it to the next level, join the free online coaching program at joadre.com. It is time to learn what you must include in your business plan and how to structure it. Now, do not scream when you read this list, you know, this 10 must include, because it's not rocket science. I did it. I did not have any degree in business administration or whatsoever, but I did it, so you can. I have created a tutorial in my 6K Foundation Milestone Program covering each point, and this will help you develop them confidently. It is going to be technical, so because I want you to leave this podcast and end up really having a tool, you know, having the information that you need to create your business strategy. Look, the simple truth is this. If you do not begin to create a plan or a roadmap or a strategy outline, you know, you will not start your project or business. The excuses that I hear very often is, okay, I do not know how to create a business plan. Okay, so now, after this podcast, you are not going to have this excuse. So today, I want us to understand the key elements we need to develop a plan. Your plan should be structured in a way that anyone reading it will understand it. So please, oh God, forget all these jargons and very, you know, technical terms. Even if your idea is very technical, somehow make sure you break it down in a way that, and you write it in a way that even an ordinary man or woman will understand it. And here is the structure I recommend. I have written it in a chronological order, But you know, this might be challenging to grab on the podcast, you know, it's audio. So I have a blog on this topic where the 10 must include is outlined. So you can visit joadri.com and go to the menu, check, click the blog page and look for the blog 10 must include in your business plan. So number one, executive summary. This is the part that you should actually write at the end, you know, but it will be the first, you know, on your business plan document. So, but you write it at the end because it's actually a summary of every other point. You know, it summarizes the most important things, for example, your solution. So I actually call this write up a persuasive summary, because this is what someone, if you're looking for partners, this is where someone will read and be like, oh God, I want to get involved. Or if it's just for yourself, this is where you can actually read once every week at least to keep you on track, to make you know, okay, this is my solution. This is the problem I'm solving. This is what I want to do. This is the potential of my idea. So it should take up to a page if it's, you know, very complex. But it's even better if it's short, like, you know, 3/4 a page, and then you have like a picture or a graphic reflecting your solution or reflecting your idea. So number two, the problem. Here you get the chance to explain the situation you want to solve. Depending on how complex, no matter how complex, actually, don't, you know, I'm saying again, please, no jargons and technical words, precise and clear. So actually, I have a tutorial on how to draft the problem statement. So feel free, if you need more support to develop your skills in this field, just go to my platform, joadri.com. Number three, your solution. Your product and service that you're offering should be now explained in details. This is the part I love, because this is where you can actually get to shine and show the world and write it out there and just let them see how innovative that you are. So this is so important. I even have a tutorial on how to create this. And now this takes us to the fourth must include, which is your unique selling point or proposition. This is actually like still part of your solution, but this is so important. This should be treated as a standalone, because this shows the added value that your solution is going to give the customer, that, you know, the added value that your solution might even give to the community. And this shows why a customer should pay maybe even more for your product or service. So it depends on, you know, the unique selling point or proposition must not be something very gigantic. I know. I mean, it could just be that maybe your solution is that you're inventing or selling large coffee mugs that hold the coffee warmer for a longer time than the usual or conventional coffee mug, you know. So it could be something as small as that, but it depends on how you write it, you frame it. It could give you a real USP, unique selling proposition, that will even make the customer be ready to open their wallet and pay for it. Number five, operational plan. How will you run your business daily? This is the part that many entrepreneurs want to skip. I have seen this, but this is actually the backbone of your business. You can have a very good idea, but if you don't have a strategy or a plan, if you've not really thought about it, how am I going to like wake up in the morning, have all the daily activities, go back, come up the next day, do that 5 days a week, do that maybe even 5 or 7 days a week, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, they work longer, or do that like 4 weeks a month, do that 12 months a year, you know, I mean, how is this going to function? You need to think about it. Yes, your business has not started, but you need to actually think about it and have a plan. Okay, now I'm going to create a very nice coffee mug. So am I going to work with, you know, like a pottery to create these mugs? How what's going, you know, you need to really sit down and think about it. And the point here is that when you start your business, you go back to your business plan and you start adjusting, adapting, filing, editing, you know, what happens in the reality compared to what you have thought about and envisaged that's going to happen. You now start bridging the gap, you know, and making the gap shorter and making, you know, updating your business plan to fit the reality. Number six, legal structure. Would your business be a sole proprietor company, a joint venture, or a non-profit? This is pretty easy. depends on where you stay, and you know, just think about this and make sure if you already decide how, what strategy or what structure you want for your business, that you research about how to go about it. And number seven, this is also so important, the team. Why you or your team are the only ones to make this business work. Sometimes it's not who has the idea for a business that should actually be implementing it. And these are like two different things. Having the idea and actually operating the business, they are two different things. So it's important, do not underestimate this part. People are interested in who you are and what your abilities are. Even the customer is interested in the genuine connection that you have to the business idea. So don't just go about, you know, writing out your professional skills and experiences. Share your story that resonates with your idea, you know. Number eight, marketing plan. How do you intend to reach your customers? The marketing plan should be extensive enough to cover the price policy, the promotion strategy, your distribution, and expand on the qualities of the product again, you know, so connecting it to the unique selling proposition that we talked in number four, you know. So you can learn more about how to create an extensive marketing plan for your business plan in my Six Key Foundation Milestone program. I think Milestone 3 is all about drafting the marketing model for your idea. So now we're going to have a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the last two, which are like so important. I am so excited to let you know that you can now get free online coaching at joadre.com. Our Joadre Lab is open, receiving African entrepreneurs. Well, if you've got ideas and you really need support, you need someone to help you develop that idea and take it to the next level, join the free online coaching program at joadre.com. Now we're back, and number nine is finance plan. Now, this is the part that I see that entrepreneurs do not really enjoy doing, you know, because this is, well, if you're a very creative person, you could really freak out when it comes to finance planning. You know, me as well, when I really had to sit down and have like an extensive finance planning, which means not just the budget, I had to create a revenue model, and then I had to create a forecast for profit and loss, and all this, I don't know, I call it a drama, you know, when it comes to administering a business. Look, I freaked out. I don't like this part of it. But you know what? The truth is, this is so important. You need to do this part, at least the basics, you know, because how would you fund your idea and what is it going to cost? So if you tell someone, I have this great idea, and so, and the person's like, okay, so how much is it going to cost? How do you expect to get money? I'd love to invest. I'd love to support you. And you're like, I don't know yet. Let me see. I'm going to bootstrap. And seriously? No. So outlining your possible expenditures, potential revenues is so important. I always suggest you work this part in an Excel sheet and later integrate the key data in the executive summary, then attach the Excel sheet to the plan when printed out or sent as a digital file. So actually, I talk about finance planning, you know, budgeting and revenue models in the 6K Foundation Milestone Program. That's Milestone 4. That's what Milestone 4 is all about. So now the last, but it's not the least, the last is scaling and maintenance plan. I mean, maintenance plan is so important, especially for African entrepreneurs, because it's very easy to maybe have an idea. It's not actually easy, but people really are creative, especially in Nigeria. You have an idea and you implement it, but you never thought about how to keep it running. So if you come back in like 3 years, you see that it's not maintained properly. So the vision that started the idea has been lost along the way. So it's so important to think about how you intend to maintain all the qualities, the motivation, the best practices on a long term. So scaling is also very important, because this is very connected, because if you intend to grow your business, meaning to scale your business, you will think about how to maintain, you know. So yes, you have to plan to operate, but how do you intend to keep the standards? Do you intend to grow your business? And if yes, how? So these are like 10 key elements and must includes that you should think about when you have an idea. I am so excited to let you know that you can now get free online coaching at joadre.com. Our Joadre Lab is open, receiving African entrepreneurs. Well, if you've got ideas and you really need support, you need someone to help you develop that idea and take it to the next level, join the free online coaching program at joadre.com. Now, let's have a quick recap. To have a great business plan, you will need to develop a series of information such as the problem, solution, your USP, operational plan, legal structure, team, marketing, finance plan, maintenance and scaling plan. After you have developed these ideas, you know, brainstorm, outlined, written, you can then confidently put your executive summary together. So, depending on who you want to present your plan to, you will need different versions. So maybe it's a 5-slide deck, a 2-pager or another version. But remember, this one that we just talked about is a bit more extensive. So this is your masterpiece. For some people, it could just be 10 pages. For some, it could be 40 pages. This is the version that it's for you and for anyone who cares to read the long version. So I have also tutorials about how to shorten the versions, how to make very compact, maybe just a 5-slide presentations or 2-pager versions in case you want to, you know, approach the bank, approach investors, approach partners. So I hope I have been able to share a valuable business plan example, experience, structure, format, which will help you in creating your plan or serve as a guide. So remember to stay in touch. I need you to work on your ideas and build healthy businesses. Oh, healthy businesses. You know, I am so invested in the idea of being healthy, healthy mindset, create healthy businesses. We're going to be exploring more about well-being, about how entrepreneurs, especially mompreneurs, can stay really healthy, feed, you know, through nutritious lifestyle, living through movement, because it's so important for you to grow your business. You need to be fit. You need, you know, being fit, being healthy improves your cognitive ability. So when you sit down and start brainstorming your business plan after, you know, having a nutritious food and for breakfast, maybe having a stretching exercise, or just, you know, a movement, you will see that there is a difference. You will see that you will perform higher. You will see that you would even need less time to accomplish just as much as you used to do before. So my team and I are here to support you. So make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. Join our community forum. It's free, so you can just get input, ask questions, and of course follow me on Instagram to connect in real time. So on Instagram, that's why, you know, I just post personal stuff as well, you know, post motivational stuff to inspire you, keep you updated about new stuff happening, you know. So thank you once again. So you are at Joadre to build a healthy mind and create a wealthy business that you love.